Denver Sports Station 104.3 The Fan presents Schlereth and Evans.
Here we go. Happy Friday, everybody. You made it. Is it just me Friday? Or is it just me? Or did this week, with all this snow and the planning and the shoveling and the driving and maybe sitting around the house, did it take a week that was flying into Wednesday and just grind to a halt? Have these last couple of days, is it just me, felt like long days? Like it took a long time to get to Friday from Wednesday.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think shoveling and doing all the things we did yesterday, like yesterday was, it was a great day. I was outside the whole day shoveling. Then I went to the gym, got a workout in. But it was crazy. By the time I got home, it was like, Mike, it was like 6 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
It was like hunker down time.
I'm still adjusting to turning the clocks ahead because I'm finding myself like energized by the extra time, and I'm getting stuff done. And then I look up and it's like 7. I'm like, right. Oh, I got to start to
wind down.
I got to wind down a little bit.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm not going to bed. I got to wind down a little bit. Otherwise, I'm 3:45 is going to come quickly.
Yeah, it's been hard to wind down. Been staying up a little later.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I still get up at the same time.
I know, but
like, well, the fall is easy because you gain that hour, mm-hmm. right?
But like last night, for example, like I was out shoveling till like around 7,
yeah.
Came in, ate something. Then I, laid down and watched the CSU game. I was watching the CSU game. Mm-hmm. Pretty soon, it's like 10 o'clock. I'm like,
what am I doing up?
CU has just tipped off against Utah. And I said, all right, that's enough. I got to stop. Enough. Otherwise, I'll be up until midnight. Can't do that.
No.
Go ahead.
Oh, I'm with you. By the way, how's your dog?
How's daylight, my dog?
Yeah, daylight savings time always messes.
Oh, no, my
dog.
Dog's fine. Although my dog.
No, they always start looking at the bull like, and you're like, well, no, it's not time
no,
yet.
No. My poor dog, though, not a big dog, like a, medium-sized dog, but whew, all
your
that
dog
snow.
Your dog doesn't, like, the feeding time, like in their their internal dog club?
Nope.
Your dog's not that bright, huh?
No, my dog's not that high maintenance, Mark. You raised high maintenance dogs.
You're a bad dog, Dad.
By the way, a lot of people would like to know why you're going out and shoveling out your son's house, why you go over and mow your son's lawn. People are like, Mark, you need to cut the cord and let your son take care of himself. But maybe you might want to explain what's...
My son coaches baseball. He's not here.
He's not here. Right. So that's why Mark's definitely...
Instead of letting my daughter-in-law...
Right. See? Oh, this is good. Now you got to...
Instead of letting my daughter-in-law and my little grandkids out there shoveling...
Uh-huh.
Popo goes over there and gets it done.
That's right. I just wanted you to make all those people that were criticizing your son... Make them feel bad. Now, having just said that on this Is It Just Me Friday, is it just me or is Sean Payton arrogant, egotistical, and self-centered? He and Mark are cut from the same cloth.
you like that, huh?
I like that. What do I always say about all this? Is that I like Is It Just Me to be opinionated, funny, and snarky. And there's a healthy amount of snark there. I respect that.
Yeah, I think that...
Hey, do you want me to go read some of the text earlier about me trying to play the piano with my fingers?
No. What about my fingers?
Evans couldn't play the piano. He'd be hitting two keys at the same time.
You know what I couldn't do? Because my left, you see my left ring finger, how it goes sideways? You know what I couldn't do when it was a big rage? I couldn't play Guitar Hero. Because that finger can't hit that button. I had three buttons there, and you had a do that. I couldn't hit that button because it missed on the side of the button. So I had to turn my hand the opposite way, like try to play the Guitar Hero with the other way, the right hand. Like I'm a right-handed guy, right?
Uh-huh.
But my left finger couldn't touch that button, so I'd flip it over like I was a left-handed guitar player and try to do it with my right hand.
Was your guitar slung low?
And a heavy downpour. Thought he cast his own shadow. on the backstage, though.
See, I knew you know where I was going right there. Dylan in Federal Heights, is it just me or am I crazy for getting on my roof to shovel some snow off? No. Lots of heavy snow up there.
It is heavy snow.
It's a lot of heavy snow up there.
Yeah.
Be careful. Is there any chance Justin Fields would be a good quarterback for the Broncos?
No. They're going to take on, well, they could have the fifth-year option, right? Mm-hmm. They could still have that fifth-year option. But didn't
that'd
you
be
just,
a big, that'd be a big number, though. That fifth year is a big number.
Well, they could eat it next year is no problem because they got $120 million a
sure, but let's eat Justin Fields and Russell Wilson dead cap. That's
no,
awesome.
I'm saying that he would be on there. He'd be on your cap. Yeah. You got $20 million.
Then you could pick
it
up.
$22 million or whatever his fifth-year option
well,
is.
Well, okay, let's address, let's, because I see a lot of that out there. Hey, you know, Justin Fields is still out there, and, you know, if Sean Payton is this guy that can make more with less, then how about taking a flyer on Fields? People are obsessed with Fields' potential. They love his excitability. They love his dynamic running ability. And they think if only you can harness and turn him into a slightly above average or maybe even just an average passer, that along with his dynamic skill set, you could have something really special. You could have Lamar Jackson. And then hopefully, ultimately, you could maybe have Steve Young. Because trust me, there was a time where Steve Young was just as dynamic a running quarterback as Justin Fields ever was. But then he turned into a world-class passer. That's the holy grail for any team that has a running quarterback playing, a runner playing quarterback is, oh man, maybe, just maybe, he could turn out to be like Steve Young. So far, there's only been really one Steve Young.
Gosh, I keep going back to Sean Payton didn't want to win or didn't want to put up with a guy that couldn't operate from the pocket. And so what you're saying is, here's a guy that doesn't operate from the pocket, completes a low percentage of his passes, even though he gets favorable looks all the time. You're getting, if you're Justin Fields and you can run the ball like you're running, you're getting access to the outside constantly. Think about it. I mean, you're facing one coverage the whole time. Yeah, you're cover three or cover one. You're getting a post safety, which means any vertical route is a match concept on the outside, which means you're getting one-on-ones on the outside all the time, 100% of the time, even if you're throwing comebacks. And the bottom line to me is, even with that, he's still completing 58% of his passes. He's never had more than 2,600 yards passing. Has 40 TDs versus 30 interceptions. Sean didn't want to operate that style of offense with Russell Wilson. He tried it. He adjusted his offense to do it, but did he like it? Nope.
And why should he, this deep in his career, why should all of a sudden he try to coach to somebody else's skill set? For 15 years, he developed his style, won with it, was comfortable with it, gained a reputation of being really, really good at it. And then the Broncos come calling and give up a king's ransom to trade for him, pay him, give him power. Why would you do all that and then say, hey, Sean, we want you to coach a different way than you've coached all up until now? Makes no sense.
Right.
It's like some guy who, like, runs world-class steakhouses and is famous for running a world-class steakhouse, and all of a sudden you say, hey, can you take on my food truck? I got a few food trucks I want you to run. It's first of all, it's a waste of his talents. It's a waste of what he's done that's made him so good at what he does. And for what you gave up to get him, why do you want him to run food trucks?
Although I do
nothing
love
against
food
trucks. I love food trucks.
I love food trucks.
I love food trucks.
Boy, there's some good food trucks too. Really good.
You know what I love about food trucks too?
What's that?
They're a specific kind of food truck.
We did a food truck.
Like it's a niche food truck.
Right.
Which makes it mean like when I ride up to that food truck, I know what I'm getting and I know it's going to be good.
We did a food truck for one of our Friday Night Fox deals.
Mm-hmm.
One of our cameramen is named Ant Dog.
Who?
Ant Dog.
Ant Dog?
Yeah, Ant Dog.
Okay.
Anthony. But he just goes by Ant Dog. But he's from Maryland.
Oh, don't tell
and
me.
And it's like a blue crab.
Oh.
Like,
blue crab out of a truck?
Yeah.
Oof.
Oh, and he had a gumbo. Like the
crab? Crab cakes, yeah. Too?
Crab cakes. Like, this food truck was phenomenal. Don't fall for the hush puppies, though.
No?
No, hush puppies are good, don't get me wrong, but all they're there to do
is
fill your belly up so you can't eat as much gumbo.
That's right.
You're not pounding as much crab.
Would you like more bread? No.
Yeah.
No more bread. No, I suppose it's possible if Justin Fields' value just continues to go down and down and down, then you know, maybe you take a flyer on him, but I just think for Peyton right now, it's about fit. He spent all of last year coaching a quarterback that he didn't have a good fit with, and mm-hmm. I don't think he's ready to take on another quarterback that he's going to have to work to find a fit.
Yeah.
I just don't see that happening. Coming up next, we'll jump back in. A lot of good Is It Just Me's rolling in, but yeah, for all the Fields fans out there, 3 years in the league with a team that's desperately trying to make it work with him. Went out, got DJ Moore. All that said, after 3 years in the NFL, and usually by the third year, the arrow is clearly starting to go up. He completed 61% of his passes for only 2,500 yards. And by the way, that was a career high. 2,500 yards is a career high for Justin Fields. Got to be better than that if you're going to go out and make a move for him. Is It Just Me Friday? Rolls on next.
Ever since we got Xfinity, we have Wi-Fi all over the house. Even in my hiding spots.
Ha! Found ya.
How?
That's wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. Now through March 21st, get started with 200 megabit internet for $25 a month for 2 years with no annual contract and get Wi-Fi equipment included. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Requires paperless billing and auto-pay with stored bank account. Restrictions apply. Taxes and fees extra. After promo, regular rates apply to internet service and Wi-Fi equipment. Actual speeds vary.
It's Schlereth and Evans on Denver's Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.
Hope you have a great weekend ahead planned. Still shoveling out, but the good news is, you know what the good news of this weekend is?
I do not know what the good news is.
I'm going to tell you what the good news is. So if this was your classic mid-March, beautiful spring-like weather, 65 degrees, you know what you'd be either being encouraged to do or might feel you want to do is get outside. Start doing those spring projects and mm-hmm. raking out this and that and trimming this and that. But you can't because of all the snow.
Yeah.
So what you have to do instead? You have to stay in.
You got
to
hunker down.
You got to watch college basketball. You got to watch the Avs, Nuggets. You got to follow the latest with what's going on in NFL free agency.
You got a license to be a college potato.
You got a license to relax this weekend. Watch some movies. What's this dragon movie you were recommending for people to watch?
Yeah, it was, I think it...
Damsel?
Damsel, yes.
Got dragons in it?
Got a dragon in it.
Got a dragon in it?
And let me just tell you, glorious.
Well,
that dragon is...
Why don't you take this weekend and start watching Game of Thrones?
Not gonna happen.
Come on.
No.
Come on.
New.
Fever, did you ever get into Game of Thrones?
Oh, yeah.
You watched it all, right?
Yeah, I did.
All of it, yeah. Now, it finished poorly.
The last two seasons, I just like to think that it never happened.
Right.
Yeah.
But
up until that point.
But if you take, how many seasons did they have? Seven?
I think it was seven.
Seven. If you take, what they had going seasons 3 through 5 was awesome.
It's probably in my personal opinion, it's the best television show of all time.
It's up there.
when it like was, that and Breaking Bad when for it was, me,
yeah.
or like Dead Even and Game of Thrones.
All right.
Really?
When it was at its peak, it was
glorious.
It was glorious. And it had dragons. Dragons.
Oh, plural.
Plural.
This one has
not one dragon. Dragons.
This one. Did you know that dragons talk? Do the Game of Thrones dragons talk?
Nope. So they're not as cool as this dragon?
This dragon can speak.
Oh, really?
Oh, it's got a very scary dragon voice.
I'm intrigued. I'm intrigued.
It will all end the same.
Fever, tell me you got that.
Yeah. This dragon was a badass.
It sounds like it. Literally. Yeah. Sounds like it. Here we go. We got, is it just me, Friday? Is it just me? This is my own. Mm-hmm. Tell me, please, be honest with me. Is it just me, or am I making too much out of Nathan McKinnon's post-trade acquisition comments? So when he comes out and says, you know, I wasn't really feeling it with the group we had, the team we had.
Last year?
No. This year.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I mean, he said that about last year's team at the beginning of this year.
Right.
And he said basically the same thing about what they were doing up until the trade deadline, but he has sounded really, really bullish and enthusiastic about these acquisitions mm-hmm. and about this team moving forward and what he's seen already and what he thinks is coming up. Am I reading too much into that?
No, I don't think you're reading too much into that. I think you're on to something. There is no question. He's a hockey player, so he's not prone to hyperbole.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we discussed it. When McKinnon speaks, you sit down and you kind of listen to what he's saying.
Mm-hmm.
And there certainly was this feel. I mean, it is an incredible feel, right? That, damn, like, he really endorsed this. He looked at the front office and said, it basically his way of saying, hey, thanks. Now it's on us.
Right. Right.
There's that feeling there. So, and obviously, the biggest acquisition was just getting Val back. Boy. Val's been a beast. Just a beast.
Scoring goals off his face.
Mm-hmm. I did that once. Did your kids ever play hockey? Your kid ever play?
Not organized hockey, no.
When my son was little, he played hockey 1 year where they divide the ice into three with a fire hose. Have you ever seen that?
With a fire hose?
Yeah, they would take old fire hose and divide the ice up into three.
Oh, little rinks?
Little rinks.
Okay.
And so you play, you know, board to board, sideways. And you have a little net there. And so at one point, every kid got to bring home the goalie equipment. And so it was my son's week to be in goal. And so we had this little sunroom that we converted into when I was in Virginia into kind of a playroom. And I had a little hockey net there. So I had him put all the equipment on the carpet, and then I would just fire tennis balls at him with a hockey stick. And so at one point...
You probably really enjoyed it, too.
Oh, yeah. At one point, I had him, and I was calling him Masanoto the whole time, which is Japanese for great warrior. And so at one point, little Masanoto was in the goal, and I said, okay, put your hands behind your back. We're just doing face saves.
Oh, jeez.
You got to hit it with your face in the helmet,
you're
right?
Unbelievable.
So I'm taking slap shots at his face, and he's just knocking him down. So anyhow, these games are always like, you know, 22 to 17, right? That's it. So we go through two periods. He's pitching a shutout.
Woo.
He has not given up a goal. He is just... I mean, just, you know, anyhow, we ended up winning the game. He ended up giving up 4 or 5 goals in the last period, but we ended up winning the game like 27-4 or something. He was 5. He was unbelievable in net.
What'd you call him?
Masanoto.
Masanoto?
Yeah.
Young Warrior or Warrior? What? Great Warrior.
Great Warrior.
Masanado.
Masanodo.
Masanodo. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Add that to your lexicon.
Yes.
That and Domo Marigato, Mr. Roboto.
What does that mean, by the way?
Domo Marigato?
Yeah, what does
Mr.
that mean?
Mr. Roboto?
Yeah, what does that mean? We all know. We've all heard it.
Something like...
What's it mean?
I don't know.
Oh, I thought you knew.
It's... our text line alone. What is Domo Marigato? Pleased to meet you. Something like that.
Mr. Roboto.
Mr. Roboto.
Okay.
Do you know that song, John?
Fever's looking at it. Oh, yeah. You do?
Sticks.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah.
Domo Marigato, Mr. Russell Wilson's favorite new band now.
Domo Marigato, Mr.
On the text line. No one cares about hockey, bro. Jeez. Well, listen, bro.
Yeah. Brocephus.
Listen, Brosif. Brochado. Yeah. You might want to get used to the fact that... there could be another Stanley Cup here coming up this spring and summer.
Domo, here we go. Domo arigato. Thanks a lot, or thank you very much. Thank you. Domo arigato, Mr. Roboto. Thank you, Texter. It's from 8626. Domo arigato, Mr. Roboto. Domo. Domo. It's a great song. Are you kidding?
I know.
Are you kidding?
I know.
Sticks had some tunes.
I know. From Greg, is it just me or do the Avalanche look a bit more dynamic than they did 2 weeks ago? Anytime you're able to remove Ryan Johansson out of the mix, you're automatically going to look.
Who had heavier legs, Ryan Johansson or Tulo?
Ooh. Wow.
Those are heavy legs.
Those are some heavy legs he was dragging around. All right, more What's Trending coming up next.
Here's Schlereth and Evans with What's Trending right now.
Got a chance to hear from one of the newest Broncos, Brandon Jones, the safety that they got in free agency from Miami. So he comes over, he's talking to DenverBroncos.com, and for all the talk about Sean Payton bringing in a bunch of former Saints, maybe we've missed something. All these Texas Longhorns.
Yeah, it's going to be like college all over again. You know, we just signed Malcolm Roach, too, and Lil Jordan. I literally played college with all of them. So it's going to be fun. And I know that just the connection and friendship that we've already been able to establish over the years, that's a huge factor of having success.
So all three safeties, Jones, Caden Stearns, P.J. Locke, and then Lil Jordan Humphrey and Malcolm Roach. All Longhorns.
It's kind of cool, isn't it? You can play that with your, you know, guys you went to college with. You can play in the professional ranks with them. I think it's kind of cool. I played with
but
Dirty.
But Texas has been, come on now, let's be honest. Texas has been sort of an underachieving college football program for a long time now. So do you want that many Longhorns? What?
Took them.
Oh. I only saw one finger. I was like...
Well, the other finger doesn't go up straight.
One thing. I thought you were going to do the... It comes down to one thing.
One
What's
thing.
That one thing? And it does.
Yeah. No, I don't know. I mean, I don't...
No, it's a good program. Of course it is.
Yeah.
They've never... Nobody can ever deny the talent they've had.
Yeah.
Like I said, there's been an underachieving
element,
quality
right.
to their program. But the reason why they underachieve is because there's been such high expectations based on the players they've had.
My college teammate, Marvin Washington, played here with me for 1 year.
Yep.
We won a Super Bowl together. Every time we would practice team practice and Marvin would line up on me, the first thing everybody would say is, Vandal alert, Vandal alert, Vandal on Vandal. There's a lot of brother-in-law going on. Let me just tell you that right now. Lots of brother-in-law.
What does that mean?
What do you mean, what does that mean?
What do you mean, a lot of brother-in-law?
When you play against a guy like that, you brother-in-law, means you don't go full speed.
Oh, okay.
When you have a brother, brother-in-law
All
practice
right.
is
okay.
when you're not going.
I never heard that term
our
before.
A brother-in-law drill is when you're not.
I've never heard it referred to as that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
A lot of brother-in-law. Lawton.
Just that kind of quick little nod.
I was from Connecticut. Lawton.
quick little understanding, like,
yeah, vandal alert, vandal alert.
Let's. Would Shanny call you guys out?
No, yeah. Where you?
Hey, nice effort, you two.
Yeah, and you move your head side to side, and you make it look like the struggle is real.
Yeah, it's like whenever there was an NBA fight that broke out and Carmelo Anthony was involved. Let me at him.
Oh yeah,
hold me back.
Just lantern holding.
Hold me back. Oh, why are you pushing me backwards? Oh, that's me backpedaling. Wow. All of a sudden, just a mellow slam out of nowhere.
Yeah.
What's
No, that's good.
That's that. You know what that is? That's Q's on Q's crime right there.
That is Q's on Q's crime.
Jerry Judy. Ah, Jerry.
Old Harry Hootie.
Already missing you. Jerry Judy landing in Cleveland. And meeting with Cleveland media and talking about how excited he is to play with Deshaun Watson.
I think we can complement each other real well. You know, Deshaun, a smart, accurate quarterback that know where to put the ball for receivers to make plays. And it's going to be exciting just to, I've been watching Deshaun since he was at Clemson. So watching him play and being able to play with him, so it's going to be exciting.
Unlike the crap quarterbacks I had here in Denver all those years that don't know where to put the ball.
Well, I mean... Isn't that something you gotta give Judy the benefit of the... A little bit of benefit of the doubt?
Yeah, because you don't want to throw it to Judy's hands. So, because, he'll drop it. So, apparently, see, the problem with our quarterbacks is they didn't realize that putting it on his hands is a really bad place for him. So Deshaun is very accurate and knows where to put the ball. Don't want to put it right on Judy's hands.
Where do you throw it to instead?
You try to wedge it in his face mask or something. This guy, good riddance.
That's how you use it.
Yes.
Air high five.
Yeah.
All right, that's how you use it. That's good. Now, Mark finally figured out how to use good riddance properly.
This guy.
And is it just me on this? Is it just me, Friday? Is it just me? Or can I get why everyone's saying the Russell Wilson trade is the worst trade in NFL history? I get that.
Mm.
But let's not write that in ink just yet. Because Deshaun Watson is trending. Unless he turns things around dramatically, Deshaun Watson is trending to be in the worst trade in NFL history. Gave up far more for him, paid much more for him, and the results have not been there. 2 years in, hey, for all the grief that Russell Wilson, we give him, Russell Wilson's 2 years in Denver, at least he played.
Yeah.
And at least he produced something. Because Deshaun Watson in 2 years in Cleveland has played a grand total of 12 games. 12 games, barely 60% completion. He's thrown for 2,200 yards, 14 touchdowns, and 9 interceptions while being sacked 37 times in 12 games. Deshaun Watson. That is trending towards being the worst trade in NFL history.
It's a good call, but you got the Herschel Walker deal in
Russ,
there as well.
I'm looking out for you, Russ.
But let me ask you this question really quick before you go to the next thing. What will Russ be most known for?
Are you setting me up for something?
No, I'm just asking.
Serious question? What will Russ be?
He provided some great stuff for us.
Oh, he did.
Let's ride.
Here comes the airplane.
High knees.
High
Wolverine.
Knees.
Wolverine blood.
Hey, real quick, I don't know if it's Wolverine blood or what.
Yeah. It's spicy.
I mean,
laugh.
I mean, all the sound bites that he produced for us.
Oh, it's gold. It was like,
it's like Fangio or
VJ.
But VJ is back now.
But even when before he came back, he was still part of our lore.
Oh, right.
You know, which makes his return even that much better.
Better sound bites over their time here. VJ, Russ, Hackett, or Fangio?
Oh, my goodness.
That's the Mount Rushmore of stupid sound bites.
NFL free agency. What does the Sam Howell trade to Seattle tell you about Sean Payton's plan for quarterback.
Yeah. Tells me that they're okay with Stidham moving forward.
Because if there was one move to be made to bring in a quarterback that maybe stylistically could have fit with Sean and wouldn't have broken the bank on top of the dead cap that you're carrying this year, it would have been Sam Howell. And, you know, for a pick that, you know, wouldn't crush the Broncos right. with their current.
By the way, Sam Howell came here, played well with Washington.
Yes, he did.
And beat you. He's like 24-37 in that game. And beat you. That's before the defense found its groove.
Well, not quite yet. There was still the Miami game left to play.
Right. I said before they found it their groove.
Right.
That was kind of the start
Miami
of the
Miami came right up after doing? That. Yeah, Miami came up right after that.
Yeah, we got something from Miami.
Real quick, the Keenan Allen loss for the Chargers. How big of a deal is that?
I think it's a huge deal because I think, you know, I mean, obviously it points to what the Chargers are going to do at five.
Which is?
They're going to take Marvin Harrison Jr.
Or, see if you were paying attention earlier.
Oh, the Washington receiver?
Which we worked on the name.
Odunze. Damn it. Damn it.
I set you up.
I know.
Odunze. No.
Odunze?
Odunze.
Odune. Like Dune.
Like the movie
like
Dune.
Stupid movie Dune.
Well, I don't know
I
about
watched
that.
That dumb movie.
Did you watch the first one?
Well, yeah, I watched the first one. I stopped it after about an hour and a half.
Right.
Like,
my kids were ready to walk out of the theater. It was so bad, the first one. But people are saying, like, the second one is just, like, cinematic masterpiece.
Oh, that's what they said about this one. The cinematography. I go to be entertained, not to look at. I don't even know what cinematography is.
Yeah, anytime you have to lead with, hey, the movie's cinematography, that's when you know it.
Right.
Sucks.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, that is what is
trending. But I did finish it.
So are you going to watch the second one now?
Hell no. I'm not going to pay for it.
Out of curiosity?
Nope.
No?
Heavens no. Plus, it's probably going to be one of those 3 hours. This is, you know, the cinematography masterpiece. And what it says about, you know, go to church. Don't go to the movies, right? You want meaning out of life? Go to church. Don't go to the meeting.
Well, some movies can have a nice message.
Well, sure, they can have a nice message, but you know, don't go to get your life changed at the movie theater. Go there to eat popcorn and just be a big fat slob like me.
I do love a good tub of popcorn.
Oh, with that oil butter they have? Oh my gosh, and your hands get greasy?
Do you like it when you're able to put your own butter on or you let them do it?
Oh, no. You put your own butter on.
See, the problem with that, though, is I'm a big layered butter guy. Like, so that's why I like them doing it, because they can put in half a bowl butter, then the next
and then another
scoops,
butter.
And then, whereas when you get your own, you got to do the butter yourself.
That's why I do the little C shape,
you
know, you flip an egg,
yep.
like a master chef with a little C. It's a C. It's a reverse C or something. I do the reverse C shake.
Okay.
I eat some popcorn down first.
Fever's telling me, but I got to ask you this.
Okay.
When you're applying your own butter and you do the little shift, if a couple of kernels drop.
Oh, they're right off the countertop. Eat them.
I knew it.
Off the floor. I ate almonds off this floor yesterday because I opened a bag of almonds and it flew open all over the place. I had like eight almonds right off the floor.
I'm with you. I don't care. I don't care if it's only 3 kernels out of like 1,000. They're not going to be wasted.
No. Waste not one.
Not going to be wasted. All right. Fever's going apoplectic on me. We'll come back, wrap up the show next.
You're listening to Schlereth and Evans on Denver's Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.
So recapping the big news of the day in the NFL, the Vikings made a draft pick trade with the Texans. So Minnesota gave Houston their 42nd pick in the draft this year, their 188th pick in the draft this year, and a 2025 second-round pick to get Houston's first-round pick this year, number 23 overall, and then a later-round pick. but it's that first round pick. And so now the Vikings are armed with the 11th pick in the draft and the 23rd pick in the draft, which seems to be a clear sign that they're looking to package and move up, ostensibly to get a quarterback. And what does that mean now for a team like the Broncos, or I guess, you know, the Raiders, a team that might be thinking about trying to move up to grab a quarterback? How much more difficult now does it become?
So where's 188, like the fifth round, right?
Fifth round.
Right, if you divide 188 by 32.
Well, you have compensatory picks too.
Yeah,
but
essentially, though, this is probably a fifth round pick.
Fifth, early sixth. So, yeah, that's just the throw into, you know, the draft chart, the points.
So you basically gave up 2 second rounders to get the 23rd pick.
Correct. Right. And both teams flipped later round picks to probably balance out the chart. But, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So what does that mean? What are the Vikings looking to do? Let's assume they're looking to move up to take a quarterback. So in all likelihood, you're probably going to see, we've seen it over and over again, even though the mistakes continue to be made, they go right back to it. But we're probably going to see four quarterbacks go in the top five or six picks. Maybe four in the top four.
Well, if they move up, if they're going to quarterback, right, three, that's four. I think you got five quarterbacks in the top six picks. The Chargers are the Chargers got to be taking Marvin Harrison Jr. They just dumped their whole receiving core.
Right. Or Odunze.
Or Odunze.
There you go, big fella.
Odunze. It sounds like a character from the movie Dune.
Or Brock Odunze. Bowers. Brock Bowers. Harbaugh probably likes himself a stud tight end, too, right?
He loves tight ends.
So let's say the Chargers are automatically going offense there.
Yeah. Not a quarterback.
Not a quarterback. So you would think that Arizona or New England, that's the team that the word is out that you could probably make a deal with and move up into the three or four hole. So the
what if Arizona's going Marvin Harrison Jr.?
Well, if I'm Arizona, I'd go with a quarterback. If you subscribe to the whole idea that the beauty of the first round pick and the rookie deals and everything like that is to keep swinging until you find the quarterback, you can't believe that you have your guy in Kyler Murray. You can't.
No, you can't. I agree with you on that.
Rather than, see, this is the problem. You take that aggressive swing for the fence mentality, but then you get the quarterback, and then you all of a sudden develop the patience of Job trying to make it work out with this guy, and you're kind of, you're going against your initial mindset and replacing it with, oh, let's kick the can down the road and hope that eventually it'll work out for this guy. No, Arizona should take a quarterback, but they won't. So, Arizona, see, I you keep hearing that New England's not going to take a quarterback, that they're willing to trade out, which, who they got right now? They got Jacoby Brissett and Zappe.
Yeah, that's, so Jacoby Brissett went, he went home again.
Yeah.
Because he was drafted by the Patriots.
So they got to be, right? I mean,
doesn't make any sense not to.
Right. Unless they're bringing back Jimmy G.
Oh. Go back. How long would it take to wash the smell out of Brady? Like,
but
like seriously, you gotta scrub that thing down.
The point in all this is that if Sean Payton covets a guy, and the idea is that he's going to have to move up to get that guy, well, we're already talking about the difficulty in moving up to get that guy before this deal went down.
Yeah.
So what's the likelihood now of the Broncos being able to move up? And when I talk about moving up, we're not talking about moving up from like 12 to 8 or 9 to get your guy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're talking about having a problem you move up from 12 to like 3 or 4.
What if Minnesota is just content right now?
Just and stockpiling picks?
And they're just going, man, we're going to get a great football player at 11. We're going to get a great football player at 23 because everybody else is going to jump into the fray So I see why people kind of get into this draft thing. Because there's a, like, the strategy of it, right? Even though in all likelihood, the guy you pick's not going to be worth a squirt of piss, but...
But doesn't this seem pretty transparent what the Vikings are looking to do?
It certainly seems like the Vikings are going, we got a guy that we want to move up and get.
Yep.
That certainly seems to be the case.
So if they're hell-bent on getting a quarterback and you already have Chicago, Washington, New England, the Giants, you know, all presumably in the quarterback derby as well, I just don't see how the Broncos move up unless you're just willing to give the tops of your next two drafts and maybe even Sertan. And I just don't see them doing that. So the question then, so then I think the biggest question then becomes if all these moves are being made, if the Vikings made a move to be able to get what we think will be the four, one of the top four quarterbacks, if Bo Nix is the fifth quarterback of this group, does he even move up? And so even if you want to get Bo Nix, do you have to move up? We'll see. But definitely the Minnesota move today changes things a little bit. Big weekend of college hoops coming up. We'll have Selection Sunday on Sunday, and I feel pretty confident when they reveal the brackets, we're going to find both CSU and CU in the big dance, which is awesome. And we want you to be part of our bracket challenge for a chance to win $5,000. So head to denversports.com/hoops to sign up for our Sport Clips 5K Bracket Challenge. You do not have to fill out a bracket yet because there is no bracket. Some of the wise guys that were texting me earlier. How can you fill out your bracket right now? There's no bracket.
You can make your own bracket.
Make your own bracket, sure. But, no, you'll at least be signed up, ready to go. Then the bracket will drop in your lap, and then you'll fill it out, and you'll be ready to go because everybody's going to be talking about their brackets a week from now, and you don't want to be left out. DenverSports.com/hoops to sign up for our Sport Clips 5K Bracket Challenge. Good luck. You're going to be filling out a bracket anyway. Might as well put yourself in position to win $5,000.
Yeah.
Big weekend on tap. We'll have the Nuggets in action tonight against San Antonio and the Windsocket.
Mm-hmm.
Windsock. Windsock. Sorry, excuse me. Windsock. Wembanyama, the Windsock.
Wembanyama.
Boy, I got to see one time. I don't know if Popovich will do it, but one time I want to see Wembanyama on Jokic in the low post trying to guard him.
Oh, my gosh.
And just see what that looks like.
Well, I mean, do we have a chance to win this game? Because, you know, they've got coaching legend.
Oh, that's true. My God, what a coaching mismatch tonight.
Right.
Man. Greg Popovich against Michael Malone.
I mean, James Maryland must have his popcorn already popped for this one.
God.
Just how Michael Malone will be out substituted to the point where we don't have a chance.
Right. And tomorrow night, big one, because the Nathan MacKinnon MVP watch race just got a little tighter because Connor McDavid has been coming on. And you know how the
Canadian
media wants to. They love themselves some Connor McDavid. So.
And they love the fact that he plays at Edmonton.
So as Edmonton, Kucherov had a big night last night for Tampa.
Coochie.
So, you know, but MacKinnon, you just keep doing what you're doing. You're fine. You're fine, dude. Just keep doing what you're doing. That should be good enough. But that should be a fun one tomorrow night. I don't think it's a stretch to say that we could be looking at that as a perhaps way it works out, Western Conference Finals preview, Avs and Edmonton. We'll see them again tomorrow night. Have a great weekend, everybody. Enjoy your weekend. Be safe, and we'll see you again on Monday. Dover and Stoke coming up next.